This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 172. Look forward to getting a 7 on IELTS vocab.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get 5 incredible idioms that you can strategically insert into the IELTS exam to get your 7 or higher, and we'll show you how. There are 4 score sabotaging mistakes that we're going to share with you in the new free IELTS Masterclass video series. Are you sure that you aren't making any of these mistakes? Make sure by checking out the video series. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get video 1 now for free. allearsenglish.com/insider. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
I love starting the show like that. It's great. I love that. Hey, Jessica. I know.
It's a total like catchphrase, like a sidekick on a late night show, right?
I know.
Like like when the host is talking and then every like 5 minutes looks at the sidekick and then the sidekick has to say like, da-da-da, like something wacky.
Yeah, either that or it reminds me of a game show from the 90s, like, come on down.
Oh, right. Like The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Those still exist, right? Those shows are still on, I think.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
My grandmother used to watch Wheel of Fortune every night. That was like her ritual. She'd watch Wheel of Fortune and then go to bed at 9 or something. So cute.
Oh my God. You know what? My son. Okay. So my son is 4. He loves Wheel of Fortune for some reason. It's super weird. And I don't get it because I do not like that show at all, but he loves it.
That's weird. That is interesting for a 4-year-old.
Like, he can't even read. Like, he doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm just like, why do you, you like the letters? That's nice. I guess we could work on some reading skills while we watch it.
Oh, that's so cool. Maybe it's the sound, the lights. I don't know. Maybe it's the fortune aspect. He wants to make a lot of money. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. It's super funny, though.
That's great.
Because it is only, like, seriously people over the age of, like, 80 that are going to be, like, into that show.
Yeah, it's strange. Like I said, my grandmother was into it, so I don't know. Weird, yeah. But hey.
All right.
So, yay.
So, why are we here today, Lindsay? What is our purpose today?
I know. Are we just taking up space, or are we actually going to produce some value, like create some value today? I think we're going to create value, Jessica. So, we are going to talk today about
Lindsay, I just want to say that I really look up to you for
thank you.
The amount of content, quality content that you do create. Okay. I just wanted to put that in there.
Well, I certainly couldn't do it alone. That's what I have to say. I'm not doing this on my own here. I have a co-star, a co-host here, and that would be you. And so we're creating this content together. So, well, thank you. So look up to, you used an interesting phrase there, Jessica, and that was fantastic.
Yeah.
What a native speaker.
Thank
wow.
I know. I'm so good at English.
You've had so much time to work on it.
And, you know, I still, even though I feel like my English is pretty good, I do not look down on people who are just learning the language and like making mistakes.
Well, that's important.
Don't look down on them at
exactly.
all.
Yeah. I mean, we're teachers here, right? I mean, we like to help, as we've said in other episodes. I mean, we think about our students in our course, we think about their scores. Sometimes we lose sleep and we want to just make sure that we all succeed on this exam. It's important to us, really important. So of course we don't look down on our students, right? We want to motivate them to succeed. Absolutely. So maybe our listeners can figure out what we're talking about today, what the theme of today's episode is. Guys, today we're going to show you how to use some phrasal verbs and some expressions with look. Yes. Why do we want to do that, Jessica?
Yes.
Yeah.
So on the IELTS exam, you guys, if you want to get a 7 or higher in speaking and writing, one of the parts of the descriptors for vocabulary to get that 7 or higher, you have to use interesting idiomatic language. Yes. So even just one or two phrasal verbs used correctly, mind you, used correctly, mm-hmm. just one or two phrasal verbs or idioms, that's how you impress the examiner. That's how you start pushing the examiner's mind up from a six. Because I think, you know, I think most examiners sort of start at like in a six mindset.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, when they're beginning like a speaking interview mm-hmm. or looking at mm-hmm. an essay, just because that's the average. Like that is
kind
what
of
most
average.
Students.
Yeah.
Can get, yeah, exactly. Like if you've, you know, done some practice, took a class, you can get a six. Like it's seriously not that hard. But if you're going to start making the examiner consider moving your score up, this is how you do it. You just use one or two. Well, let's not say one. Let's say a couple, like phrasal verbs and idioms. Yeah.
That's so strategic. It's so, and again, I love that we always go back to the scoring system and the way the examiner thinks. And that's what you guys need to have in mind when you're going through any IELTS course. That's what it all comes back to. And if you're working with a teacher that's not going back to the score system every time they teach you something, you want to take a look at that teacher and see if that's the right teacher to work with, because it's all about your score. We're not here just to kind of learn English. We can take other courses to learn English. We're here to pass IELTS.
Exactly. Taking a general English class, a general ESL class, or working with a tutor who says, oh yeah, I do test prep. I can do SAT, GED, TOEFL.
Like, GRE,
that's none of that. Yeah. Like none of that is going to help your IELTS score. Cause it's a balance, right? It's all about a balance. You have to have an IELTS professional teach you the test strategies that are unique to IELTS. These little like ins and outs, these little quirks of the IELTS test. That's the only way you're going to push to above a six. That's the only way, is to have an IELTS professional tell you exactly what the examiner is looking for.
Well, not only that, and it's also the only way that it can actually be easy or simple, is by understanding these little tricks, these little strategies, these little strategic moves that make the examiner start to think, wow, this is an exceptional student. This is not the norm. This student needs to go above a six, right? Absolutely.
Exactly. So these phrasal verbs today, guys, what you should do with this episode is listen a couple times. I always recommend listening a couple times and write down these phrasal verbs. Write down our examples. We've already given you two and we'll explain those a little further, but write down our examples so you see it in context. And I think Lindsay and I do a good job of giving you enough context to where you can really understand what these phrases mean. And then you have to put it into your own context. You have to take this and make your own sentences with these.
Exactly. Literally, you need to own them. Own the phrases by putting them into your own life. I love it.
Exactly. So, yeah. So the first one I used was look up to. It's so positive. Who do you look up to, Lindsay?
Who would I look up to? Actually, I look up to my dad. Yeah, because my dad is
awesome.
He's a business owner and he's built a business over the last 30 years and he's about to retire. Wow. And he's worked really hard. He has a good work ethic. So I look up to him. What about you?
I look up to my mom. Like seriously, she's amazing. She's, you know, we're talking about people that give us inspiration to be better.
Yes.
Right? Those are the type of people you look up to because you imagine that they have reached a level in life that you want to attain. That's why, like, you can think about it literally as an image of you raising your eyes because this person is above you in some respect that you admire and you also want to get there. That's why you look up to them. It's like motivating, like forward way to think about things, right? So I look up to my mom. She's had, like, her life hasn't been easy. I guess no one's has, but you know what I mean? Like, she's worked through so many difficulties and challenges and achieved so much because of her, again, amazing work ethic. I think I always look up to people with strong work ethics, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. So you inherited a good work ethic. I love it.
Yeah. She really instilled that in me.
Thank God. I mean, it might be the most valuable thing because actually it might be the most powerful thing in the world because if you have a strong work ethic and then you pair that with doing the right thing, like for example, with IELTS, taking the right course, getting in the right system, you're unstoppable, right?
Exactly. You can't just have this strong work ethic and waste it doing the wrong work, right? So, we talk about the amazing students who are in our course and we provide everything they need to reach their target scores, everything. Yes. But they have to take these strategies, this advice, these activities, they have to take it and use their own work ethic, like couple it with all the resources we give them and practice. So I look up to the students in our course too, actually, when they, post their scores on Facebook. I got a 7.5, I got a 9. I'm just like, oh my God, you guys are amazing.
Absolutely. Or even just investing in your own success, right? There are a lot of people out there who try to prepare for IELTS for free by themselves, putting together strategies that don't make sense. And, you know, I look up to people who actually invest in their own success when they sign on with us or on any course, really. What about the opposite of look up to, Jessica? I mean, there might be people in the world that we also look down on, right? Or ideas that we look down on, right?
So I really love pairing these two together, the positive and the negative, the good and the bad. So look up to is very positive, like we said. You look up to people that you admire because you want to be like them. However, the opposite is if you – and I don't even want to give an example because I feel bad talking badly about people. Like you look down on people who you're sort of like – ashamed of, like these people, you would never want to be like this person. So if we take the opposite, I'll just be honest. Mm-hmm. I think I do look down on people with that don't have that strong work ethic, right? People just are able to like not do anything all day, but not only that, but then complain that they don't have what they want, right?
I mean, absolutely that. And I also look down on people who cheat. Right? I mean, people who cheat and who steal, like these basic values that we are supposed to learn as kids, some people just for some reason didn't learn them. And
how is that possible?
Yeah, we can't, I can't bring myself to respect people like that. You know, I just can't. So I look down on them. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does have a lot to do with respect, doesn't it? That's what we can link this to make it really simple. Mm-hmm. So look up to is having great respect for somebody. Same. That's synonymous. Like that works. And look down on is a complete lack of respect for someone.
Exact opposite. So we encourage you guys to think about your own life, the people in your life. Who do you look up to and who do you look down on? And think about that, right? Yeah. Write it out. Think about it. Talk to people about it and practice that because these are two very strategic phrases that you could use to increase that score. And now we're going to give you guys three more.
Okay. Yeah. We spent a long time on these first two. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the third. So there's another look after. And I really like this. And I think it's a bit more common in British English to like, right? Like in American English, we do use this, but I think I'm more likely to say take care of something. Right? Like I need to take care of my friend because she's sick or I need to take care of my health. Right. I need to look after myself.
Yeah.
So look after is a phrasal verb that's the same as like take care of.
Yeah.
I would say.
Take care of. Yeah. I looked after my niece this past Sunday. We went to my brother's for Thanksgiving and she's just discovered how to make herself dizzy by like spinning in circles. And so she'll do that. She like opens her eyes. She's like, whoa, how does this feel? Whoa. And then she starts walking around so and funny. I have to like walk behind her and like cradle her head to make sure she doesn't hit it on the cement.
Right.
You know?
Oh my God. That's so adorable. Yeah. I totally remember doing that when I was little. I totally remember loving that like feeling. That is so hilarious.
She's so cute.
Yeah. So we use this a lot when we're talking about our families. So let me Let me back up for a minute. So the look up to, look down on, I think is really good in writing task two. Mm-hmm. It's also really good for speaking part two because you often have to describe people. Look after. This is really good for all parts of the test for speaking and writing because you often have to talk about your own life examples, right? Good. So looking after family members. We have to talk about family and friends a lot. So look after. You can definitely use this on test day.
Awesome. I love that. I love how we can just insert these phrases into very specific parts of the test. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's do a few more, Jessica. I think our listeners are just dying for the next one.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. They are. They're just bated breath on the edge of their seat. Okay. So the fourth one is look over. And I like this one. This is like a, this is like a calm phrase for me. Just, it's a relaxed phrase. Look over something. It's like, just, I want you to look over these reports means I need you to check this, right? Just, just review and sort of skim and make sure it's okay, right? Like check it, make sure it's okay. Mm-hmm. Look it over.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, after we finish our writing tasks, we want to look them over, right? We want to take a look and see what we've done there. That's part of, you know, what we do in our course. We learn how to do that. Right. Good. Okay.
Yeah. And our course I give you because you need to look for specific things. So when you look over your essay, you edit it, you proofread it. I tell you the exact things that you need to look for in order to improve your vocab score and your grammar score and all your scores. But I give you like the exact checklist or else if you're just looking over something without any guidance, like that's you're not sure what you're looking for. Yes. So like you do need guidance in that step also.
And that goes back to understanding the score. I feel like I'm saying this like a broken record, but it goes back to understanding the scoring system very deeply. And that's what we've got. So let's do it. All right. Look forward to. What are you looking forward to, Jessica, about this weekend? Oh, I know. Your game, right?
My game. Yeah. So the Timbers play in the MLS Championship, which I'm sure I'll be talking to you guys about next week. So don't worry. I'll tell you the score. So I met some super cool soccer people at a couple games ago. There's this pub that I go to near my house to watch the games. And we have like a super cool group of people that meet up and watch every game together there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to, the one like made Facebook friends with all of us and like is organizing this event around the game. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting some cool new soccer people and seeing longtime fan friends. And I'm really looking forward to just the whole event is going to be super fun. So look forward to is when you're like excited about something that's going to happen in the future.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. It's good to have something to look forward to. You know, I mean, we work hard.
Oh,
we've
got
to enjoy our weekends and just be normal people for once.
Right. We can't just like podcast and write articles 24/7.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, think about what you're looking forward to in your life this weekend or this month. Maybe the holidays are coming up for some of you. You know, what are you looking forward to? Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this weekend, Lindsay?
So for me, this weekend will be quiet, but next weekend I'm going to go down to New York for a Hanukkah party. Actually, my friend is having a Hanukkah party and she always has this party every year. It's fun. We do it every year and, it's fun. That'll be a good time. So I'm looking forward to that.
My next door neighbor actually has a Hanukkah party too. We went last year and she's not even Jewish, but her ex-husband was Jewish and she just likes to celebrate stuff. So she still has like a Hanukkah party every year. It's super fun.
That's awesome. I love it.
I know. All right. So, cool. Guys, we've given you so much, I would say, entertaining context for all five of these phrasal verbs. Yeah. I'll just tell you again just quickly. Yes. So we have look up to, look down on, look after, look over, and look forward to. So all five phrasal verbs have the common verb look, but they all have completely different meanings. So again, listen to this episode a couple times, guys. Take notes on our examples and then put them into your own world, right? Like Lindsay said, own them.
Own them. And once you've learned them, don't be afraid to, you know, use them in the right places on the test. Again, that's why we're learning these. But, you know, I think they're, you know, there's when it comes to applying it, right? We get into test day, you know, we need to make sure that we've practiced this so many times, it becomes so natural to insert this strategically, these phrases where they belong on the test.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't, guys, I wouldn't even try to like memorize and use all five. Like yeah. I would make my own examples because then you can recognize them and understand what they mean in the receptive sense. But as far as production, don't stress yourself out. You don't need to use all five. I would choose two. I would choose two of these that you're comfortable with and you like, and then practice using these as many times as you can. And then you'll definitely be able to use these two on test day and make that examiner consider a 7.
Love it. Love it. So if you guys are smart about how you prepare, you can get the 7 you want. And we're here to help you guys do that. Awesome. Another super useful episode, Jessica. And that's a wrap
always,
for the week.
Always. Yeah. Awesome.
So I'll
cool.
See you
well,
back
enjoy your free time, Lindsay.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the game. I hope you guys win because we want to hear about a victory next week.
I know. Or else I'll be super sad.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right.
All right, cool.
All right, take care.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.